Hello, it's Friday, December 23rd, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV.
Today is day 5, the finale of Wing TV's 2005 Alternative Media Patriot Movement Awards.
And we've had a blast doing this, and it sounds from the feedback we're getting that all of you out there have thought this has been a blast, too. That I should say most everybody who are getting feedback from. Some people don't like these awards at all, but so be it. And what we want these awards to be is an overview of what's happened in the Patriot Movement and the alternative media for 2005. So when we move into the new year, if you ever need to reference back to one of these events, it's all going to be right there on the Wing TV homepage. But this list isn't complete because now it's your turn. The ball is in your court. After the show today, it's your chance to give us your ideas, your comments, your suggestions. Have we forgotten somebody on this show? Is one of the categories, do you think we made the wrong choice? Do you think somebody else should have been in there? Well, send us your ideas, your suggestions, and early in January 2006, we're going to put the Wing TV Viewer's Choice Awards out there. And as we said at the end of the show yesterday, speak now or forever hold your peace because this is your chance now. We want to hear from you, so give us your thoughts.
And judging from the amount of feedback we get on this show, we know that you all have a lot to say.
That's right.
Okay. We begin our awards presentation today with the most courageous man of the year. The award goes to Mordecai Vanunu. Now, if everybody in this movement had even 1/100th the courage of Mordecai Vanunu, the Zionist New World Order would be roadkill. It would be destroyed within a week. No exaggeration there.
I completely agree. Award number 2 goes to the censorship king of the year. And this was maybe the easiest word there was, Alex Jones. Alex Jones is Big Brother. He's fighting an info war in his own opinion, but he's fighting one that flagrantly violates the most fundamental tenet of a free press, and that's no censorship. We've proven it, and other people have proven, that not only does he censor his radio show archives, but he also goes in and deletes and censors articles that have already been published without the author's permission or knowledge. Now, folks, this is the definition of what censorship is. And I'm sorry to say this, but if you can accept this type of practice, then you accept the New World Order with open arms. This should scare the hell out of you because Big Brother is very, very proud of Alex Jones.
What Big Brother needs to realize, that's Big Brother Alex Jones. He needs to realize that this is not his road, as he stated. This is all of our road. We're on this road together.
And we got into the alternative media so we could get away from this very practice of censorship that the government and the mainstream media does. Award number 3 goes to the most underreported story of the year in the alternative media, and this is the direct New World Order infiltration of the alternative media.
Right.
I mean, if you want the truth, the cold, hard truth, there can't be any more illusions, especially when it comes to something as vital as this subject. So what are you going to do? Are you going to open your eyes to this, or are you going to be like an ostrich with your head in the sand? This is very, very important.
Number 4, for worst softball Larry King interview of the year, the award goes to Jack Blood for his Jack Blood Tom Flacco love fest. Even 18-year-old college freshmen majoring in journalism would be embarrassed by this floating turd. That's how disgusting this interview was. We were wondering when Blood the company man is going to need some new knee pads. His are wearing thin. So now you know what to get him for Christmas. COINTELPRO 101 at its most glaringly obvious. Number 5, for 9/11 book of the year, of course, 9/11 on Trial by Victor Thorne. We want to see the bloodthirsty monsters who were responsible for 9/11 brought to justice. Do you? Here's their Achilles heel. The World Trade Center controlled demolitions. Hit him with the science, not the conspiracy theory.
Case closed. Award number 6, most hysterical hissy fit of the year. This one's very apropos. It goes to Nicholas Levis. The drama queen annex that he threw after we wrote an article about him where he said that Wing TV is now advocating murder was so ludicrous that it reminded me of Marsha Brady.
He's actually worried about drowning in spit.
Yeah, incredible. Award number 7, Review of the Year. This goes to Mr. Mark Farrell when he wrote a critique of Michael Collins Piper's The New Jerusalem. Not only is the book excellent, so was the review.
Right. Number 8. For Goodwill Gesture of the Year, the award goes to Eric Hupschmidt and Jimmy Walter for their free DVD offers. We handed cases of these DVDs out at Ground Zero on 9/11 this year, and people were very receptive to them. In fact, I don't think we brought one home.
I don't think so either.
Number 9, Biggest Tool or Fool of Big Oil. Well, that award goes to Mike Rupert, and we're still wondering if his lips are crazy glued to the asses of every oil executive from Exxon to British Petroleum. Sure looks like it.
It sure does. Award number 10 is a special 9/11 honoree award. This goes to Dave McGowan. If you go to the Wing TV homepage, scroll down in the center column, you'll see a series of articles called September 11th, 2001 Revisited. This is the best internet presentation on 9/11 that's out there ever, and Dave McGowan deserves some recognition for it, so check it out. Award number 11.
Go, Commander Pod.
That's right. This is for Attack of the Year. It goes to Phil Jahan's assault on Alex Jones. Now, we were criticized for being negative about Alex Jones.
Oh, us?
Yeah, us. But then Phil Jahan came out on his 9/11 forum and said, this is a direct quote, "Fuck Alex Jones." Now, we were wondering, is this a personal proposition or fighting words from a dog with no teeth? And if there's any link that you read today, please click on this one and listen and read what Phil Jahan has to say about the man that he supposedly is trying to protect all the time.
Number 12, for radio shows of the year, we point you toward our Radio A-plus list. Real truth radio, real talk radio, as opposed to containment radio and BS.
That's right.
Number 13, for rip-off of the year, the increasing trend toward pay-per-view websites. These sites require visitors to pay money to read certain articles, listen to their archives, or even watch their video footage. We still feel our motto is the best. Don't pay for internet news. Wing TV, always free. If you're still paying for internet news, you better wake up. There's only one word we can think of to describe that. Sucker.
And that's spelled S-U-C-K-E-R. Don't pay for internet news. There's so much great information out there for free that it's ludicrous to pay for this. Award number 14, Artist of the Year, Mr. Duncan Long. I don't know if a lot of people know about this guy, Lisa, but he has a talent beyond comprehension. He's done a couple of our book covers.
Yeah,
and
if you want to see a fantastic book cover that he did, he did my chapbook, yep, Hunter of Souls. Check it out on the Wing TV website. It's a beautiful cover.
That's right. Award number 15, Most Pathetic Groveler of the Year. This goes to Mike Rupert for his latest panhandling scam. This happened a couple months ago. And what really boggles our mind is, we wonder if anybody in the alternative media works anymore. Does anybody have a job?
They live off OPM, a lot of them. Mike, get a job.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they're all welfare cases, money grubbers, beggars, or just outright con men. We don't base our living on the whole New World Order thing. We actually go out and work jobs for a living. But these guys think that you owe them a living. Hey, Rupert and all the rest of you, go get a job.
Number 16, for best 9/11 reference site, the award goes to John Leonard's 9/11 bookshelf. Now, if the government ever wanted to start burning books, this is probably one of the first places they'd start. Why? Because truth is dangerous.
That's right.
Number 17, for puppet broadcaster of the year, the award goes to George Norrie. Now, think. Norrie broadcasts on Coast to Coast AM 5 nights a week to 9 million listeners in over 500 cities, right? Well, what's he done? He's been a dutiful little clear-channel flunky who won't ever step outside the parameters of acceptable, politically correct debate. Well, occasionally he'll talk about his shadow rodent delusions, too. Absolutely appalling. Give us 1 week on Coast to Coast, and we'll have people rioting in the streets. And that's a promise.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder why he doesn't have people like Dave McGowan, people like us, on Coast to Coast AM? Wonder why he always keeps the same little clique of company men that appear on his show that keep spreading the disinformation and keep everybody contained in a nice little box? Ask yourself that question. Award number 18, the hardest working radio show host of the year. No competition on this one. Mr. Frank Whalen of Frankly Speaking. This guy, if the alternative media had a James Brown, Frank Whalen would be it. This guy works endless hours.
Yep.
And we can't speak more highly of this guy. Award number 19 to the disinformation news item of the year. When this came out, it boggled our minds how many people fell for it. It was Tom Flacco, Sherman Skolnick, and the rest of the sensationalism cabal, where they said Barbara Olson was arrested. Well, as P.T. Barnum once said, there's a sucker born every minute. And if any of you people out there spread this information around the Internet, you're one of the suckers, and all of these guys are laughing their asses off at you.
When they lie to you, they're presuming that you're stupid.
Yeah.
Tell Flacco what you think about his presuming that you're stupid.
Yeah.
Number 20 for Newsletter of the Year. The award goes to Tex Mars, Power of Prophecy. It's a hard-hitting frontal assault on the Zionist New World Order and phony Christian leaders.
And plus, he has a new book out called Codex Magica that we just love.
Outstanding. Number 21 for Fence Sitter of the Year. The award goes to Ray McGovern, ex-CIA analyst. You know that old saying about what happens to people who sit too long in the middle of the road, don't you? They end up getting run over.
Hey, Ray, you know how important it would be, what an impact this would make if an ex-CIA guy came out and said, yes, the government was involved in 9/11. You do a lot of good work. Why aren't you speaking out the truth about 9/11?
In fact, he told us on an interview that he says a plane definitely hit the Pentagon.
Yeah, I know.
Where's the plane?
Yeah. Award number 22. For the 9/11 official story repudiation of the year. This goes to David Ray Griffin's book, Omissions and Distortions. And you know, Lisa, when you look at the Keene-Zelikoff whitewash report, everything is omitted and everything is distorted.
Well, our hats off to David Ray Griffin. Outstanding work.
Yeah, the government is definitely guilty of a miscarriage of justice on all counts. And it makes the Warren report even look good. That's how bad this whitewash report was. Award number 23, Lawsuit Threat of the Year. This goes to John Stadtmiller's threat to take legal action against Wing TV. And it's funny, I think Lisa summed it up best. She says, Stadtmiller huffed.
And he puffed. And he blew his own house down.
I mean, well, this only lasted about a day or so, and then he must have cooled off. But, I mean, as we said yesterday, Stadtmiller is not the first person to threaten to sue us. He's not going to be the last. So stand in line. Wait your turn.
Give me a break. Okay, number 24 for New World Order Embarrassment of the Year. Check out Madrid's 32-story Windsor skyscraper. It was a raging inferno. It burned for 2 days straight. Yet, amazingly, the structure failed to collapse. Now think back to the World Trade Center towers. This is proof yet again that no steel building in history has ever collapsed due to fire. I guess, unless you want to, of course, say that there's different physics in Spain as opposed to the United States.
Yeah, maybe the laws of physics are different in Europe than they are in America.
Number 25 for Sandbag Interview of the Year. The award goes to George Norrie and Richard C. Hoagland for ganging up on Eric Hufschmidt. Norrie had every opportunity to shine and do the right thing, yet at every turn he took the government's side, gee, what a surprise, and slammed Eric Hufschmidt. Shameful, not surprising, completely predictable.
Yep. Award number 26, Blog of the Year. This goes to a guy named Jeff Wells, and his blog is named Rigorous Intuition. I know a lot of you haven't heard about it. Click onto this site. It's eclectic. It's entertaining. He hits hard, and he has a lot of arcane information. And when I see all these partisan blogs, they're either pro-Democrat, pro-Republican, total brainwashing. It's nice to see something that falls outside of the box. So check him out. The best forum of the year, Lisa Giuliani's New World Order Corner. How long has this been going now? Almost 2 years?
I think it's going on. It's 3 years.
Oh, 3 years,
and I'll tell you what. It's where one place where people don't eat each other for lunch when it comes to talking about conspiracy theories.
Now, this is a closed membership, so if you would like to join it or if you're interested, drop Lisa an email. She'll give you the information.
Right. Number 28, Oklahoma City Bombing Columnists of the Year. The awards go to Pat Shannon and J.D. Cash for their outstanding 10th anniversary columns. They are unparalleled. The work was fantastic, and we couldn't be prouder.
And we got to meet Pat Shannon out in OKC.
He's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
Number 29, for Criminal Exposé of the Year, the award goes to Professor Jim Fetzer on the murder of Senator Paul Wellstone. We love Jim Fetzer. The similarities to Ron Brown's murder at the hands of the Clintons are eerie, and Fetzer lays it all out. Plain and simple, all the dots are connected. There's really no denying it.
You know, the only problem with Jim is whenever we interview him, he really has nothing to say, though, huh?
He's a little shy. He's a little shy.
Yeah, we could just say, hey, Jim, how you doing? And then not say another word.
Right.
And 45 minutes later, he'd still be
going. That's all right.
He's a hell of a guy. Award number 30 to the lamest comeback of the year. This goes to radio talk show host Ian Punnett. I remember the day when Ian Punnett used to kick some real butt. But now he came back to the radio, regrettably. It's to this
neutered?
Yeah, it's to this neocon corporate coast-to-coast AM. And the guy swallowed it, hook, line, and sinking. This guy has a great talent. It's just a waste.
A talent for what? BS?
Well, no, he was good. He used to be really good.
Used to be, but don't matter anymore.
Yeah, and now it's like he's just bought it hook, line, and sinker. Award number 31, best new 9/11 sites of the year. This is a tie between Russell Pickering's Pentagon Research, we had him on the show once, and also Jack White's 9/11 Research. We hope to have him on the show next year. This is good, solid research that these guys are doing, and it's no junk science. We need to see more of this.
Number 32, for Academian of the Year, the award goes to Kevin MacDonald. Now, anybody who knows Victor and I knows we don't have much faith in the Ivory Tower crowd, but at least there are still a few ones around, and they're kicking.
Mm-hmm.
Number 33, for most intense DVD of the year, Anthony Hilder takes the prize for The Greatest Lie Ever Sold. When it comes to exposing the Skull and Bones boys and their role in 9/11, no video holds a candle to this one. This is truly intense.
Yeah, we loved it the first time we saw it. Award number 34, Best Foreign News Blogger of the Year. This goes to Kurt Nimmo. And I'll tell you what, once you start seeing this war over in the Middle East through his eyes, everything else that the mainstream media does looks like child's play. Award number 35 is Warning of the Year. This might be one of the most important awards we've given. And it's a warning to beware of the containment media. We've talked about this many times on Wayne TV. But what these guys do is they parade as patriots. But in reality, these guys and these groups and these networks play from the exact same textbook as does the CIA and the mainstream media. You better open your eyes up, folks, and see who they are and what their goals are. Because if you want the truth, you're sure as hell not going to get it from them. You might get little grains of it, but it's all done to suck you into their little containment trap. We don't need any more of it.
Don't settle for the status quo.
That's right.
Number 36, for most regretted retirement of the year, we hand the prize to Alex Merklinger. We were so honored to have appeared as guests on his show many, many times. Well, not many, many, many times.
Many times, yeah.
On Mysteries of the Mind, and to even do some of his final news reports. We are very sorry to see Alex go, and we hope that he reemerges onto the radio scene because we're not the same without him.
That's right.
Number 37, for Most Puzzling Individual of the Year, the award goes to Dylan Avery. He runs hot and cold, but is he free or is he controlled?
Yeah. I mean, here's what we have to ask is, does he want to make his videos available to the public? If he does, here we are. Award number 38, Epic Book of the Year. This one, hands down, goes to Textmars and Codex Magica.
The monster book.
Yeah, we had him on our show last week. It's 640-plus pages. It took him over 5 years to put this book together. It has over 1,000 photographs.
His life's work.
Yeah, and I mean, with already such a shining career, this is like the capstone. And maybe he wouldn't like that word. But
that might not be the right word to use.
Yeah, he would know what that means. All right, award number 39, Rant of the Year. This just came out a week or so ago. It's Edgar Steele's Holy Holocaust. And all I'm going to say is, click onto this link and read it, because once somebody winds up old Edgar Steele, it's hard to shut him back down again.
There's no ambiguity there. No. You'll know exactly what he's trying to say.
Absolutely.
Okay, number 40, for Caricaturist of the Year. The award goes to our friend Gogue in Spain. Gogue is Spain's premier artist, who lampoons politicos such as George Bush, John Kerry, Saddam Hussein, Yasser Arafat, and Fidel Castro. He even did one of me once.
Yeah.
He's one of the most talented caricaturists I've ever seen.
Yes, he is. Well, he did one of both of us, actually, and then he did one of you, solitary, yeah.
Number 41 for Crusader of the Year, Randall Terry of Operation Rescue. While America endured one of its most shameful chapters ever by letting Terry Schiavo be murdered right before our very eyes, Mr. Terry fought bitterly until the very end. We applaud his efforts, and at least in our eyes, they were not in vain. Terry Schiavo will never be forgotten.
That was a terrible, terrible chapter we all endured, and unlike the phony Republicans and Democrats who spit or spoke lip service to everyone, Randall Terry was out there speaking
the
real truth.
He endured a lot of attacks himself.
He did. Well, yeah, he was attacked for trying to save a woman's life. Man,
right.
That's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, award number 42 for the Hidden Gem Book of the Year. This goes to Don Paul and Jim Hoffman for their book, Waking Up from Our Nightmare. I mean, whoever said dynamite comes in small packages was right. And this is a pun intended because this book delves into the controlled demolitions, among many other things, on 9/11. And take a look at it. It's small, but a lot of great information. Award number 43 to the Hard Evidence Researcher of the Year, Mr. Ralph Olmholt. Not only does he do great research on 9/11, but he also looks into the way people are manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up with a term called coercive persuasion, which is what a lot of the people in the mainstream media, the CIA, and also the alternative media do is they try to manipulate you using their little trips or their little tricks. And Ralph Olmholt is very, very expert at pointing these things out.
He's a brilliant man. Number 44 for Best Foreign Freelance Writer, we give the prize to Ms. Hiro C. She hasn't been around for a while, but when she does reemerge, you can bet your bottom dollar it's going to be a blockbuster. She does a lot of investigative journalism for underground bases out in Australia.
Yeah, she's from down under, and we had the chance to interview her once. She's written many articles for us in the past, so we hope that she comes out again and starts hitting.
Number 45 for Best Vatican Researchers. The award goes to Tupper Saucy and Eric John Phelps. We've said it many times before, the New World Order is a multi-headed beast with many tentacles, and these two show just how true this statement really is.
And finally, our last award for not only today, but for 2005, I think we have almost 190 different awards. The last award goes to the Best Research Duo, and this is Mr. Jerry Russell and Richard Stanley. These guys don't come out, they're not real flashy, they're not showboating all over the internet. But when it comes to laying down the facts, they do it as well as anybody. We've worked with them and interviewed them in the past, and just a great duo, aren't they?
One word to sum them up, precision.
That's right, yeah, they really, really work to get everything right. So, there you have it, folks, the Wing TV 2005 Patriot Movement Alternative Media Awards. We hope this was the definitive look at what's happened this year, who's who in this movement, and now we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? Agree, disagree, positive awards, negative awards? Did we get everything right? Did we get something wrong?
Suggestions, ideas.
Yep.
And we'd like to wish you one more thing. We wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a happy whatever else you celebrate, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Well, we'll be back. I don't know. We might do one or two shows next week. We're not sure what we're doing, actually. We might not come back until the Carl Schwartz interview on January 6th, but we'll be around. We'll update you. And just let us know your thoughts. And as Lisa said, Merry Christmas. Until the next time we talk to you, keep your eyes open because there is a whole hell of a lot going on.
Take care.
We'll see you.